Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today we're in Maseches Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Beis, the 10th parak Arvei Pesachim. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah taught that even an ani who supported from the tamchui, from the charity platter, must fulfill the mitzvah to drink the dal kosos. The Gemara explains the lesson of the Mishnah. Even according to Rabbi Kiva, who says, "Aseh Shabbos Checho va'al Tistarecho Brios," make your Shabbos like a weekday, and do not be dependent on other people. Here, because of publicizing the miracle, he agrees. In other words, even though Rabbi Kiva maintains that one should not accept staka in order to honor Shabbos, one should do so in order to drink the dal kosos at the Seder and thereby publicize the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim. A braisa taught in Yeshiva of Eliyahu says that even according to Rabbi Kiva, oseh davar betok beiso, one should make something small in his house in honor of Shabbos. The Brisa supports this from a Yehuda ben Tema statement, "Havi az kanamir, be bold like a leopard, v'kal kanishan, light like an eagle, ratz katzvi, run like a deer, v'gibor ka'ari, and powerful like a lion, lasos razon avicha shebashamayim, in order to do the ratzon of your father in Shemayim." The Rashbam explains that we see from this that one should exert himself beyond his capabilities in order to perform mitzvos. Point number two, the above quote from Rabbi Kiva was one of several things he told his son Rabbi Yeshua. This leads the Gemara to cite lists of instructions that sages gave their sons or Talmidim. In this context, the Gemara cites a conversation that took place between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai when Rabbi Kiva was in prison. When Rabbi Shimon insisted that Rabbi Kiva teach him Torah, Rabbi Kiva told him, "Beni yosim emasha ego rotza linok, para rotza lahinik." My son, more than the calf wants to suckle, the cow wishes to nurse. The Rashbam explains that despite his deep desire to teach Rabbi Shimon Torah, Rabbi Kiva did not want to endanger him by doing so. Rabbi Kiva then told Rabbi Shimon five pieces of advice, one of which was, "Ukshata malamed es bincha lamdehu b'sefer muga." And when you teach your son, teach him with a sefer that has been corrected and is therefore free of mistakes. Rava and some Sefer Mosharshi explained that specifically b'chadita, when teaching new material, it's imperative that one use a book that is free of mistakes, because kshabashta came into all. Once a mistake enters a child's mind, it enters and it's hard to correct. And point number three, was taught in a braisa, lo yetzi yechidi b'layla, lo b'layla revios, lo b'layla shabasas. One should not go out alone on Tuesday nights or on Friday nights, because agras bas machlas, a female demon and 18 myriads of destructive angels go out then. The Gemara explains that these were prevalent every night until Agras Bas Machlas encountered Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. She told him, "If not for the fact that they announced in the Rikia, 'Beware of Chanina and his Torah,' I would have endangered you." He told her, "If I'm held in esteem in Shemayim, then I decree upon you that you never pass through populated areas again." When she begged him to reconsider, he allowed her to go out on Tuesday nights when villagers do not need to travel to the city the night before for Torah readings or travel home the next day, and Friday nights when people are not permitted to travel. So once again, the three points are: number one, the Mishnah taught that even an ani supported from the tamchui, from the charity platter, must fulfill the mitzvah to drink dal kosos. The Gemara explains the lesson of the Mishnah, that even according to Rabbi Kiva, who says, "Aseh Shabbos Checho va'al Tistarecho Brios," make your Shabbos like a weekday, and do not be dependent on other people, hachamishim parsim anisa mode. Here, because of publicizing the miracle, he agrees. In other words, even though Rabbi Kiva maintains that one should not accept staka in order to honor Shabbos, one should do so in order to drink the dal kosos at the Seder and thereby publicize the miracle of Yetzias Yisrael. Our Brisa was taught in Yeshiva of Eliyahu that says, even according to Rabbi Kiva, "Oseh hu davar muad betok beiso," one should make something small in his house in honor of Shabbos. The Brisa supports this from Yehuda ben Tema's statement, "Havi az kanamir, be bold like a leopard, v'kal kanesher, light like an eagle, ratz katzvi, run like a deer, v'gibur ka'ari, and powerful like a lion, lasos for a son of vicha shebashamayim, to do the will of your father in Shemayim." Rashbam explains that we see from this that one should exert himself beyond his capabilities in order to perform mitzvahs. Point number two, the above quote from Rabbi Kiva was one of several things he told his son Rabbi Yeshua. This leads the Gemara to cite the list of instructions that sages gave their sons or Talmidim. In this context, the Gemara cites a conversation that took place between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai when the former was in prison. When Rabbi Shimon insisted Rabbi Kiva teach him Torah, Rabbi Kiva told him, "Beni yosim emasha egel rotza linok, para rotza lahenik." My son, more than the calf wants to suckle, the cow wishes to nurse. The Rashbam explains that despite his deep desire to teach Rabbi Shimon Torah, Rabbi Kiva did not want to endanger him by doing so. Rabbi Kiva then told Rabbi Shimon five pieces of advice, one of which was, "Ukshata malamed es bincha lamdehu b'sefer muga." When you teach your son, teach him with a sefer that has been corrected and is therefore free of mistakes. Rava and some sefer Rabbi Mosharshi explain that specifically b'chadita, when teaching new material, it's imperative that one uses a book that's free of mistakes, because shabashta came into all. Once a mistake enters a child's mind, it enters and it's hard to correct. And point number three, a braisa teaches, one should not go out alone at night on Tuesday nights or on Friday nights because agras bas machlas, a female demon, and 18 myriads of destructive angels go out then. The Gemara explains that these were prevalent every night until agras bas machlas encountered Rabbi Chinna ben Dosa. She told him, if not for the fact they announced in Shemayim, beware of Hanina and his Torah, I would have endangered you. He told her, if I'm held in esteem in Shemayim, then I decree upon you that you never pass through populated areas again. When she begged him to reconsider, he allowed her to go out on Tuesday nights, when villagers do not need to travel to the city the night before for Torah readings, or travel home the next day, and Friday nights, when people are not permitted to travel. All right, so now we go to our Simfer Daf Kuf Yud Beis, and our standard simon is a Rubik's Cube. So here goes. The poor Rubik's Cube teacher who treated his Shabbos like chol sold his last Rubik's Cube to purchase abrikosos with a Seder, as well as a book for his young son free of mistakes titled Travel Tales of Terror on Tuesday and Friday nights. Once again, in slow motion. The poor Rubik's Cube teacher, that must be on Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The poor Rubik's Cube teacher who treated his Shabbos like chol sold his last Rubik's Cube to purchase abrikosos of the Seder, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that even an ani who's supported from the tamchui must fulfill the mitzvah to drink the abrikosos. The Gemara explains the lesson of the Mishnah that even according to Rabbi Kiva, who says "Aseh Shabbos chol v'al tistara chabrios," make your Shabbos like a weekday and do not be dependent on other people. Hach mishum parsim anisa mode. Here, because of publicizing the miracle, he agrees. In other words, even though Rabbi Kiva maintains that one should not accept staka in order to honor Shabbos, one should do so in order to drink 4 cups of wine at the Seder and thereby publicize the miracle of Yetzias Yisrael. So the poor Rubik's Cube teacher who treated his Shabbos like chol sold his last Rubik's Cube to purchase abrikosos of the Seder, as well as a book for his young son, free of mistakes, which reminds us that when Rabbi Kiva was in prison, he told Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai 5 pieces of advice, one of which was, "Kushat melamed es bincha lamdeu b'sefer muga," when you teach your son, teach him about the Sefer that has been corrected and is therefore free of mistakes. Rava and some say Rav Masharshi explained that specifically Bechadita, when teaching new material, it is imperative that one use a book that is free of mistakes because Shabashta Kevin Da'al, once a mistake enters a child's mind, it enters and it's hard to correct. So the poor Rubik's Cube teacher who treated his Shabbos like chol sold his last Rubik's Cube to purchase abrikosos for the Seder, as well as a book for his young son, free of mistakes, titled Travel Tales of Terror on Tuesday and Friday night. Which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa that one should not go out alone at night on Tuesday nights or on Friday nights because agras bas machlas, a female demon, and 18 myriads of destructive angels go out there. The Gemara explains that these were prevalent every night until agras bas machlas encountered Rabbi Chinna Mendoza. She told him, if not for the fact they announced in Shemayim, beware of Hanina and his Torah, I would have endangered you. So he told her, if I'm held in esteem in Shemayim, then I decree upon you that you never pass through populated areas again. When she begged him to reconsider, he allowed her to go out on Tuesday nights when villagers do not need to travel to the city the night before for Torah readings or travel home the next day, and Friday nights when people are not permitted to travel. So once again, the poor Rubik's Cube teacher who treated his Shabbos like chol sold his last Rubik's Cube to purchase abrikosos with a Seder, as well as a book for his young son free of mistakes titled Travel Tales of Terror on Tuesday and Friday nights. It's Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.